And I want us to take the second episode in our message tonight. I spoke earlier of Joseph being a shepherd who was ready to move. And now I want us to move on a few hundred years in the history of God's people to a shepherd called David. And there had been an event in his family, and a priest had arrived to anoint one of his father's sons as king of Israel. And the father, whose name was Jesse, brought his sons out, and he thought the firstborn would be the one who would be anointed king. But no, he wasn't the right one. And he went through all seven brothers, but no, he wasn't there. And Samuel turned to Jesse and said, "Well, do you have another son?" And he said, "Yes, but he's keeping the sheep." And that attitude speaks of what Jesse thought of his son David. He was a nobody. He's just out there looking after the sheep. Well, David was given the job virtually exactly the same as Joseph. His brothers this time weren't looking after sheep, but they were in a battlefield. And the father Jesse had said to David, "Go out and to find out how your brothers are. Take them supplies. Take supplies to the current king, and bring me back a report of how they are getting on." Well, when David got to the battlefield, he looked across at the enemy lines, and there was this giant of a man standing up, and he was shouting, "Send over your best man and let him fight me. Whoever wins, we will say that that race of people are the victors, and the opposition, those who are defeated, will come under the authority of the winner." Well, everybody in Israel was petrified. How are we going to stand up against such a giant of a man? David, dismissed by his father, anointed as king of Israel, but not yet reigning, he saw this man, and he says to the people, "Well, what's going to happen to the person who fights this giant?" And they spoke about it. The king said that he would benefit as a result of it. And David said, "I am prepared to do it." Now, in any way of thinking, that's a risk. And that's the point that I want to make at this point in the message tonight. A true shepherd, somebody who cares for his sheep, or in the picture that we're building up, he who cares for God's people, he who cares for other people, is going to be prepared to take risks. And the Lord Jesus Christ did this. David said, "I will fight him." And if you've got any idea of Bible stories, you know that I'm talking about the story of David and Goliath. And David, the insignificant shepherd boy, was the one who won the fight. And he took a risk, but he trusted God. He was prepared to say to this giant, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And we know the end of the story. David won the battle. Why? Because he was prepared to take a risk. He was prepared to risk himself. The true shepherd is prepared to move for the sheep. The true shepherd is prepared to take risks for the sake of the sheep. I want you to hold those facts in mind. A couple of hundred years in the history of God's people, and this time to a man called Ezekiel. He wasn't a shepherd, he was a priest, and he was God's prophet. And he was called by God to speak to the religious and the political leaders of his day. And by that time, the term shepherd was being applied to these people. And in Ezekiel 34, God says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel." And he had to say this to them: "The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them." And God was saying to the political and the religious leaders of the days of Ezekiel, "You have failed. You have failed to look after my people." And notice the people that he spoke about: the weak, the sick, the injured, the strayed, the lost. And God has a particular interest in people who suffer in this world. And in reality, we all suffer because we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But we've seen a shepherd as ready to move. We've seen a shepherd as ready to take risks. And here in this picture of the good shepherd that God has designed, we see a shepherd ready to care. And although God criticizes the failure of his shepherds, of his religious and political leaders, he gives this promise. He says, "I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out." And that was God's promise towards the end of the Old Testament. And we will come to the final part of the story after we have sung our next reading that Gareth read for us from John chapter 10, where we have Jesus describing himself as the Good Shepherd. Jesus, like Joseph, was ready to move. He left heaven, he came to earth. Like David, he was ready to take risks. He lived here on earth. He went to the cross. Like Ezekiel, or the message in the days of Ezekiel, he was prepared to care for people. And he spent time with the weak, with the sick, with the injured, with those who had been damaged by their own sin, with those who had wandered away. And in the passage that we read, we have the climax of what David said. David said that he was prepared to fight the bear and the lion, and in a way, he was ready to die for the sake of the sheep. The Lord Jesus Christ was ready to die, and he did die for his people. In our reading, Gareth said, quoting the words of the Lord Jesus, "I lay down my life for the sheep." We immediately think of Jesus going to the cross. But the fact that Jesus left heaven and he came to earth meant that he laid down his life. In heaven, he was the Son of God. He was the center of worship with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. He laid all of that aside. He was prepared to live a life of poverty. He was prepared to live amongst those who were despised and rejected. And he welcomed them, he invited them. But there is a verse in that reading that Gareth took, and he said, and that verse says this: "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring." And that is the message for us here tonight. We may not be part of the people of Israel where Jesus was born. We may not be part of a church, but the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I have come to seek and to save that which was lost." Tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is prepared to be the shepherd who who has moved and risked all. He is prepared to do that for all who will call upon him. Ezekiel promised that God would become a shepherd and he would call his people back. Tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ calls anyone who has never come to trust him, anyone who is struggling with the realities of this life and struggling with your own conscience, he says, come to me, confess your sin, confess your failings, and I am willing to forgive them. I am willing to lift them up. Why? So that we might enjoy life here on earth with the Good Shepherd, but also that we might enjoy eternity with the God who left heaven, came to live on earth in order that we might be saved. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. When he was born, God promised that he would be a ruler and he would be a shepherd to his people. Tonight, he invites you to be a part of his flock and indeed to worship and to honour him. We're going to conclude